Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Tuxford's Sister, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, September 24, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in EV 633. Dear Sister Tuxford, I send a letter by this mail to Willie White. Please put it in his hands at once if you see him. He should not make one day's delay in coming to Currumbong. School closes in 4 weeks, and brethren Daniels and Palmer are to be here 2 weeks before the school closes in order to counsel together in regard to methods of work. I hope there will be no delay. W.C. White ought to have been here some time ere this, and if he is not delayed now, but will urge his way homeward, I shall be rejoiced. I have not been well for some days. A great exhaustion seems to be upon me, and I have been strengthless for some days past. Our chapel is nearly completed. We have been waiting 1 week for lumber to enclose the house. It is sealed up and roofed, and finished as far as it can be inside. The siding must now go on. We are waiting for the boat. The house would have been completed now had it not been for this delay. We want to be in a place where we can worship God with decency and in order. I have not strength to write more. Yesterday I was awake at 2 o'clock. I took my pen and wrote out important matter. When daylight came, exhaustion came upon me. I could only ride out and get the air. This morning I rise at my usual hour, 3 o'clock. I have been writing now since that time. My head at times becomes very weary, but nevertheless, I am rejoiced that I have as much strength as I have at my age. I feel thankful for clearness of mind. I do wish that you, my sister, and all the believers in Wellington were as far advanced as we are in having a place where you can worship God. But the Lord is not a stranger to our necessities. September 24th. We have just learned that the boat bearing our load of timber is in the lake and will reach the landing at 4 p.m. So near the Sabbath she must unladen her burden, and how this will be done I know not. Those who brought the load will unload her, and nothing can be moved before Sunday. Thus we are brought into straight places. We can now complete the house for God before the delegates come to the meeting. 1 week will put on the siding. The ceiling within has been done, the floor has been laid, and the painting within is going on. We shall thank the Lord and take courage when the house of worship is completed. All our brethren carpenters have donated a portion of labor and have worked zealously. We have had the spirit of prayer, and our faith has ascended to heaven. We believe in Him who has said, "Ask, and ye shall receive." If ever a people was in need of help at every step, it is Seventh-day Adventists. The mind must be brought in contact with God. Our confidence in human agencies must be shaken, but our confidence in God will be firm, constant, and unshaken. We must have a knowledge of God and of the truth as it is in Jesus. When we all have a great desire to save souls, in accordance with the great love that Christ has expressed for perishing souls by giving His life a sacrifice and taking the curse of sin upon Himself, we shall have great earnestness and perseverance. We must pull souls out of the fire. I am deeply in earnest when standing before the people. I see souls unsaved. We must cooperate with God if we would be ministers of righteousness. That which will make Jesus glad is to see souls purified, made white through faith in the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. We need to cultivate faith. Then we will talk faith and act faith, whatever may be the appearance or circumstances. Faith in God must not grow weaker, but stronger. But self must be kept hidden in the cleft of the rock. Then and then only can men and women have a correct view of God our Savior. We must give ourselves to God, and He will work in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. There is nothing that so much retards and cripples the work in its various branches as jealousy and suspicion and evil surmisings. These reveal that disunion prevails among the workers for God. Selfishness is the root of all evil. The workers suppose that they are working themselves and doing some great thing. If some other one were doing the same work, it would appear to their mind as altogether inferior and of little importance. I must not write you much now. I feel deeply the cloud of unbelief that interposes between our souls and God. We dishonor God by our unbelief. When we believe God, then we will be strong, not in trusting in ourselves, but in putting our trust in God, claiming Him as our strength and our efficiency. Oh, so many have never given their idol I to God. The great apostle had this experience. He could say, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Self is a great usurper, placing itself where God should be. The Lord is not acknowledged as He should be, as all and in all. Self looms up in great proportions. The talk is of self, and the mind glorifies self. This is the reason that the Lord does not do more for us. This is why He does not bless us, reveal His power, and manifest His grace. When will we learn to hide self behind Jesus, and let Him appear as the one altogether lovely, and the chiefest among 10,000?